I'm Sean Crawford. Not too often would I get choked up during an interview, but today could be an exception. It is a sad day and also a happy one. Our longtime State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky is leaving public radio, but for a great opportunity with public TV in Chicago. And we're happy for her. We're sad for us. But we did want to take a few minutes to talk with Amanda before she heads out the door, talking about her career and more. You've heard Amanda for over a decade here on public radio. She began as a graduate intern in our State House Bureau back in 2005. We are getting old, I guess. That seems like only yesterday, Amanda.
I don't know about that, but gosh, it was a wonderful time. I had worked briefly as a newspaper reporter prior to coming to the public affairs reporting program. But really, yeah, Sean, you helped me get my start, so thank you. It was wonderful from the very beginning.
Now, that was a while back. Did you always want to be a reporter?
Thought about being a princess or a ballerina. And then I think when I realized, oh, office jobs are things, a lawyer. I don't know when it turned to journalism, but I definitely loved writing and actually had a, let's see, second grade teacher where we had to write every day in class. And I think that was when I truly began to love not just reading, but the other end of it, and then was involved in my high school paper, but also then really involved in student government. So hint, hint, I guess you see that translate to what I've done now. Same thing through college. Don't know when it really began, but there was clearly always some sort of root in both journalism and an interest in government going way back when.
I think being a princess probably pays better, though, than being a reporter.
Well, at least I'd get a tiara versus headphones, but I do have some sparkly headphones that I bring out now and again.
Well, let's talk about being a reporter and what challenges do you see with the job? Have you seen in the past and maybe even going forward?
You know, a lot has changed in the decade that I have been doing this. And I don't know if that's in part because I have changed and am looking for different things. I think I definitely am more critical, not to say criticizing per se of government, but have developed an ear and an eye that is perked to see if something is awry or at least questioning the motives behind a politician's words or action. But outside of that and outside of me, clearly it's a different media landscape. We have obvious signs of that. I think anybody that's paid attention to the presidential election would know that. But we saw that in Illinois as well and continued to. Just now listened to Governor Bruce Rauner give another Facebook Live talk. And it's a way that now politicians, elected officials can circumvent the press more and get their message out to an audience that isn't distilled or maybe informed is the better word there by journalists who can put it in perspective. The world of social media, I credit Twitter and Facebook with helping me get some stories, either making new contacts of people that aren't in the Capitol building but nonetheless are interested in an issue, or when a legislator makes an announcement on Facebook, for example, and being able to get news out, things that maybe don't make a story but nonetheless I think help to educate people who want to know what is going on in the State House. It's a way to send some of that information.
And as somebody told me when I first became a State House reporter, they said, yeah, of course, people aren't that interested in state government in many cases, but they often don't know how it impacts their life. Do you find that as well?
I think perhaps this most recent election has brought people on whatever their political leanings, maybe paying more attention to government. And I hope that that's not just at the federal level by individuals who, you know, may have felt disenfranchised and now feel like they have their chance, or people who are really upset with the outcome. But to notice how much a vote can matter, or bringing somebody into office and really watching what they say and the meaning behind it. And again, to reporting, because it's often you can have somebody, a candidate, an elected official saying one thing, but it is so very much the perspective that surrounds their words, whether it is the personal baggage that comes along with it, the consequences long term, what have you, that matter. I'm hopeful that this has been that lesson. But and I guess I see that, and that's part of where I'm making this move. State government will continue to be a focus of my coverage, making that connection to a Chicago audience that has its own city and Cook County politics that follow in there, some big names and some big figures, but bridging that divide and bringing attention to, yeah, you know what, decisions made on the state level have big consequences for local budgets and for your daily lives.
Also, when it comes to Statehouse reporting, we have seen a huge decline in the number of reporters covering state government, both here in Illinois and across the country. Your thoughts on that and the impact it's had?
There has certainly been a drop-off, and that makes me, gosh, angry. But there have nonetheless been some new entities brought into the fold. We've seen a lot, again, this election reporting about quote-unquote fake news. That most certainly is out there and should be read with a wary eye. And yet there are others that are brought in that I wouldn't classify as fake news, but they are alternative outlets. And to me, great. The more journalists, the better. We've seen, for example, Reboot Illinois is there. ProPublica is coming to Chicago and presumably not focusing on just the city itself, but will have its investigative reporters looking into state issues as well. And yet there's something to be said for reporters who are at the State House, in the House and Senate chambers, at the governor's office, day in, day out. The press corps is still really committed and kick butt. Let me tell you, there are smart journalists here, and there have been, and that'll continue.
We're talking with Amanda Vinicky. She's our State House Bureau Chief, and she's leaving very soon for a job with public television in Chicago. And we're going to talk more about that job and also about some of the stories she's covered at the Illinois State House for us. That's coming up on Illinois Edition.